Kuram Jari. Welcome to Finding the Voices. I am Monica Ingadam. Today, joining me from Bangalore, India, we have the team of the video musical Because of You for the upcoming Manipuri movie Resurrection, Amamba Sayon. Ramesh Rajkumar and Ravi Yankopkan from the band Grief Cart and Edwin Horakcham, who produced, edited, and directed the song. Hi, Pramesh, Ravi, and Edwin. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. You're fine.
We're doing well, Monica.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you, for joining me at Finding the Voices. To start with, how about, you know, we just go around and have an introduction from each of you.
I'm Pramesh here. My full name is Pramesh Rajkumar. And in Manipur, I stay at Hamidin Nepal. My father is a businessman and my mom is a homemaker and have three siblings. I moved to Delhi when I was 12 years old and I finished my schooling from there. After that, I came to Bangalore for my further studies and I've been here about roughly 6 years now. And I recently finished my MBA and I'm currently working as an HR associate for a multinational company on weekdays, and I usually practice music on weekends. So over to you, Ravi.
I'll just give a brief introduction about myself. My name is Ravi Yankopkan, and I was born in Singhamai, and my father's working in the education department, government of Manipur, and my mom is a nurse. She's working in Jain Hospital, Porampat. I have one younger sister. And regarding my schooling and colleges, I did my schooling from Delhi with Pramesh in the same school. And after I finished my 12th class, I moved to Chennai to do my hotel management. And then after that, I was there in Delhi for a brief period. And then again, I moved back to Bangalore to study to do my master's, which is I'm doing a master's in tourism administration from Christ University right now. And during weekends, we usually jam up with Pramesh and a few friends. That's it. Thank you.
It's me, Edwin. I grew up in Imphal, and I'm an alumni of Seoul, New Delhi. Actually, we and Pramesh were from the same school as mine. My dad is an engineer, and my mom is a film producer. I'm glad I've known him here in Bangalore and work with them to put the band Grief Cart, and I've spent half of my life in Delhi and some in Savon, and my friend there really brought me up every day. That's all.
Okay, so right now Pramesh is working, Ravi is still studying, and Edwin, are you also still a student?
Yeah, Edwin is doing an animation course.
In Framework.
And you did hotel management, and now you are doing your master's in tourism. Do you mind sharing the change of line?
I mean, it's normally, I wouldn't say that it's almost similar. The only thing is both the courses comes under hospitality industry. So it's basically the same thing, and when it comes to hotel management, the main thing is you concentrate mainly in the hotels. And right now, as of tourism side, I can either join a hotel industry or all this travel agency to operators and all these things. So it's basically the same thing. The only difference is I would say that tourism concentrates more on traveling, while hotel industry concentrates more on giving the service to the people, the customers.
It is always interesting for me to know different background. What you're doing, you're saying that it opens up different career lines within the realm of hospitality industry.
Sector, yeah.
Oh, okay, very interesting. Okay, so Pramesh, and you are in HR, and all of you are, it's interesting to see all your background and all of you got together, and you have your site in the sense that in the spare time you have your band and you meet up. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the details about the beautiful songs all of you made. If Pramesh or Ravi can share on a little bit about your band, Grief Cart, and how you got into the making of this band, and before you actually had the production for this song because of you, if you can share with us a little history on, you know, what are the songs you did,
yeah,
what are the concerts, and anything else.
Grief Cart was started by me, in Spanish. Grief Cart was started by I and Keith Latter, who is the basis of the band. So we formed this band in the summer of 2009 after our old band broke up, and we later added the Ravi's drum. We are an alternative rock band, and we like to rap and play also music. Our songs are mostly about love, betrayal, grief, you know, like as the band name suggests. We haven't been, you know, playing many live shows, mainly because our bassist kid, he stays in Pune as he's working there. We are kind of a long distance band for now. And like just to add, I and Ravi have been, you know, playing music since our school days.
I and Pramesh, we were like actually inspired by this band called Black Jam. That was we got the opportunity to watch them perform live back in, I think, 2001 or something.
Yeah,
that was in GMO.
Yeah.
So we were like really inspired by them. That time I think we were inspired by them, and then after that I and Pramesh decided that we should, you know, form a band.
And about the song Because of You. Because of You is a song, you know, cultivated from an idea which we had about 3 years back, but we didn't turn it into a song at that time because we thought the tune was too pop sounding. Edwin messaged me on Facebook saying that, you know, he is directing a Manipur movie, and if my band would like to give the original soundtrack for the movie. So I instantly said yes, and, you know, I shared the demo track of Because of You to Edwin and the movie director, and they liked it. So that's how Because of You came into being.
So you said, you know, you when you started the band, and of course now too, you know, as the name says, Grief Cart, you are mainly focusing on betrayal, grief. why that?
Whenever you hear some people, they'll be like, what's wrong? Which band do you listen to? The only thing they talk about is, I listen to metal, I'm this and that, I'm a metalhead. This. So like, it was metal and all this, too mainstream. That's what we thought.
So,
and we were like inspired by alternative music as well.
And you know, this music, particularly for me, I like writing lyrics on, you know, themes such as love, betrayal. You know, like, it's my kind of, you know, area of expertise. So like briefly, that's why. Yeah.
I see. I thought you got some inspiration from personal experience.
No, not good enough.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so what about Edwin? Edwin, how did you get into movies? You did say that your mom is into...
Yeah, my mom was in the late year 2010, my mom produced a film. Actually, I was kind of not into the film at the time, because that film was quite a romantic one, and I'm not used to that kind of stuff. And after that film, I really want to get into a movie because I'm totally inspired by my uncle Sanakya. He was totally an NSD graduate, and my first step into the world of film was really inspired by him and his theater works. 2011 May, I met Johnson, who is a director of the film, and we really chat through phone, and we want to like make a movie, and we have a script at that time. And after that, Johnson, like, he asked us, like, he got a new script, and which is really interesting, and I really want to hear about this script. So he sent me the script, and I read that script alone, and I was really excited, and I was really, you know, surprised. I was feeling very good to read his script alone. So May we decided to make that film. I want to add some music for that film, and I want this kind of rock music and all. So I start searching for some rock bands in Manipur, and most of the rock bands were like into metal and all. And I really need a unique band like which can work with us. And after that, I found this band, Chris Clark, and the singer Pramesh and Ravi, drummer Ravi. Like we were all friends in our school days. And I asked him whether you guys are ready to sing for my film. It's like a request, and I was really shy that whether they if they're gonna ignore it or not. So and yeah, he accepted it. So we are here right now.
Yeah, no, and the other thing what is interesting is actually the song Because of You was created independently before you conceived the idea of the movie, correct?
Yeah.
Right, and then when Edwin spoke to Pramesh and team, that's when, I guess, based on the script and everything, you thought that that should fit, and that's how the project came into work.
Music of that film, music of Because of You was already made, and he showed me the demos and all, and I was really impressed.
Oh, I see. Okay, so when Pramesh and Ravi, you created this song, you had no idea about this movie.
Just the theme, just the first, the first verse which I made. And after that, after Edwin gave us this opportunity, we cultivated this idea and made it into a full song.
Before you had or you came with the project for Because of You, can you share a little bit about the initial songs and any other concerts you have performed?
We are an alternative rock band, and our songs are usually we have heavy guitars and heavy drums and melodious vocals. We try to sound original as possible. And regarding shows, we haven't been playing shows very actively, mainly because Gid is staying in Pune, and as of now we are a long distance band.
Okay, so what are the other songs you have created?
We have created about five to six songs, and we haven't actually. Made an EP or such, but we have released in a single. And some of the songs are Can't You See Someday, and then there's an instrumental called Fake Fiction, and there's one other song which is called Diamond Club.
I did see in the video for Because of You, you had it in a studio and everything was professional. So what about your other songs?
Because of You was professional, mainly because of Edwin. He produced the song, financially. And for other songs, so we home, all the other songs are recorded in our, bedroom, yeah. In my PC, in my five-year-old PC. And Jeet, who is a bassist, he is very good technically. He's a computer science engineer graduate. So he's quite acquainted with all the software. So we will record in our bathrooms, and he will press all the buttons and make the sound. So that's how
he is the main person who does all the mixing of the music.
Yeah, even because you was just recorded in the professional studio, but mixing and mastering was done by Jeet. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's so wonderful. So you're saying that prior to Because of You, the songs what you had are all recorded with no professional equipment. But for that, I think it was really good, because when I listened to it one day when I was coming from home, I was listening, and actually if I just had that MP3 and if I didn't know who was singing, I wouldn't even know it's a Manipuri guy singing.
Thank you so much.
No, really, it was good. I liked it, and I love the beats and... It was good. I'm not so much into rock, and not because I don't like it. I guess it's just that my parents were very strict when I.
Yeah, happens.
Yeah.
thankfully our parents were like really supportive.
School and my dad was really strict, and of course my mom too. So I guess I'm making up now for what I've lost.
Yeah, it's never too late.
When I heard that, I mean, it's the music, it's not something that, because sometimes you hear something and, you know, you hear for, I don't know, 5 to 10 seconds and you don't want to continue, right? So I streamed that from your page when I was coming back, and I quite liked it. And now that it happened that it was recorded at home, that's more impressive.
Oh, well, no, like major credit goes to these latter, our bases.
Right, that's nice. All of you to be working together, even though it is long distance, it's like after you record it, and there's this magic and creates beautiful.
Back then, like being a student, we didn't have enough money to go to a professional studio and do the recording and all the stuff. So we had to rely on our home recording.
Right, so because of you, is your, technically would be your first debut public release, to be released in the public.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Wow, no, good luck to, you know, and I'm sure, like, you know, you guys will do well, even though this is not your main profession, from what I see, like, you know, you each of you have your own career path, and this is something you do for fun.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So I did see the video where you have shared behind the scene of the recording of some clippings of the movie. But can you share a little bit the making of the song experience?
First of all, I was saying that I will just make the MP3 movie, not the video. But you know, I was inspired by a video from that film Swiss Food. There to move where they showed where they combined with the video from the band and from the film also, and I was really inspired by the video. And after that, I asked Optimus and the V to like whether you guys ready to shoot a video. It's not like you know, a picture's video, it's more like a live video where I take a video, you know, on like. And it's not like we had planned this thing before. We didn't plan at all. Well, we just we just came up with this camera, and we just went inside the studio and we took every single step we take. It's like one by one. And the main thing is Robert Mimposa, and he's a cinematographer of that video, and he really helped us a lot. And he's and he did. Australia.
Okay, so now I know what you have done, what you're doing right now. If you can share a little bit about your future plans.
After like three or 4 months, we are planning for a new music.
Yeah, like Edwin said, like we are currently working on a new single. This new single will feature a special guest vocals from a female artist who is from France, so that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And this song will be a proper alternative rock song, like Unlike Because of You. And Edwin has this idea of a music video where he will be using some special effects, and so we are really excited about it.
And this is my first video, this will be my first video direction, and I'm thinking of some like big thing, you know, some not like romantic stuff, something like a different, like a lot of VFX. And I'm planning to do shoot this video like a genre of like science fiction.
Yeah, right. Because these days, like especially in my group, if you see like most of the songs which sound like album and all that,
yeah.
The only thing they have in common is like, you know, there'll be a girl, there'll be a guy. And, you know, they'll fell in love with each other, and then either they break up with the one of them, right? Like, it's the same storyline for all the songs. So we want something which is different from, you know, the existing one. So we're trying to inculcate the you know, things which are happening back in, you know.
Yeah, so you mentioned that this upcoming song, like Pramesh and another female?
Yeah, there will be a female vocalist. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And she's from France.
Yeah. She's actually, basically, she's a French.
She's French.
She's studying in India, in Chennai.
Working right
now. She's working currently in Chennai, in India. So, but like, she's originally from France.
Oh, I see. No, that's nice. That would be a very good collaboration, and also to have something different. And this song would be obviously in English.
Okay.
I look forward to that.
We are more like acquainted with the English music, Western music, and English lyrics. So that's the only reason.
Right, yeah. And also from my perspective, you have talent in every field, and it's just that you guys are interested in international music, let me call it that way.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Right, any other future projects which you want to mention?
Like as per our band Grief Card, we will start playing shows from October, November, as Jeet is moving back to Bangalore then. And we have plans to release an album, like an EP to be exact, like most probably by next year summer.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Congratulations on that. And with Jeet moving back, so you will be able to perform more live shows.
Yeah, that's right.
But you have done live shows before, right?
Yeah, we have done quite a few, like not many, I think about 7 to 8. But like we try to like play as much as possible. But you know, Jeet, he is a workaholic person. we try to bribe him to come to Bangalore. He says that he will come in Bangalore and we will start like more properly then.
And till now the best ever shows we performed was in Kaira.
Yeah. It was for a festival called Ogon Festival.
A festival where from each city they were supposed to select 5 bands from each city.
Yeah, it was a whole not exactly audition. Like we had to send tracks to the festival organizer, and they chose 5 bands from each city, and we were one of the bands chosen from that. Yeah,
among the five.
So where did you have the concert?
We played at a called Kaira Theatre. It's in Bangalore, in Indira Nagar.
Oh wow, so that's interesting. I just feel that when you actually play live, it's a very different ambience with a lot of people, a lot of energy. I mean, it's totally different than actually being at home or in a studio recording the song. So can you share your experience on that?
Yeah, it's a complete different. I mean, you know, we have to have this. We need to have this presence of mind. Like in case something goes wrong, we have to, you know, make up anyhow. We have to make sure that the sound. Like say if I miss any beat or guitar notes or something, we have to make sure that it doesn't go wrong. Like in the late in the coming, you know, remaining what we call remaining song.
Yeah.
So. And basically, especially in Bangalore, people over here listen more into metal music, and we are an alternative band. So the time whenever we perform, like the crowds are always good, but then like we don't get the same same response as they get as they give to a metal band when they play. So. I feel like, you know, alternative bands are still coming up in India. Like people, we are not that. I mean, people haven't accepted alternative band as a what should I say, a culture.
Yeah.
As a music which can, you know, unlike metal is like anywhere you go in Bangalore, people are like, I listen to metal. I'm a different band. So we hardly find people who listen to alternative music. So. If you compare with that, I'd say the crowd is not that good, and as of, you know, the crowd which are there, which they respond when some metal band plays. So I think that's it. And performance, live performance.
Yeah, like Ravi mentioned, you know, like it's a totally different experience playing live and playing in a studio.
So in playing life, we need a lot of practice. Like we have to be very tight, and we need a lot of we need a good presence of mind, because like anything can go wrong. Like it is just like it's just electronics. We cannot depend on it. So there are a lot of things, a lot of factors, which differs from playing in the studio and playing live. But like we personally as a band, like we enjoy more playing live, because that's when we get the energy. The energy from the crowd, and like we get the instant feedback or instant response from them. So we definitely prefer playing live rather than playing in studio.
Wow, no, that's nice. I mean, I guess both has the audience. Like for example, for people like me who don't have the opportunity to see live, because you are recording and having it published for anybody to listen. So that's also really good.
Yeah, that's right.
You spoke about live performance and having presence of mind in case something goes wrong. Do you have any incident you want to share? We should cover that.
Actually, we did. Like quite a lot of fans, because just being start a band, we do not have sound engineer, so it's really hard communicating with the sound engineer guys. They would be listening to some other music, and they have that influence. They set up the sound according to his favorite band. So it happens quite many times. Nothing in specific, any incident as such, but almost every time we face the situation.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure. But most of the time, what you should remember. See, you guys know when things go wrong because you have practice and you know the real thing, but the audience actually doesn't know because that's the first time.
Yeah.
Especially if you are playing some original songs, then I think that doesn't affect much. But yeah, if you're doing some cover song, that does affect.
Right, because they have that expectation that they have heard it. But if it is original,
that's right. So we try to avoid cover songs as much as we can.
Okay, so we are actually coming towards the end. So did you have anything to add which I didn't ask but you want to mention?
Okay. On my side, as a producer of this film, I really like to thank Good Scott, Jit Lakar, Robert Nifuza for their wonderful work, working on this film. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
But I really thank you for taking your time to share your story with Finding the Voices, and I'm looking forward to your future work, and hopefully, when we start with your shows, then we will have you on.
And we would like to thank you also for giving the time for giving the opportunity to take the interview for us and let our voices heard the whole world.
Thank you. And thank you everyone for listening and sharing my journey of finding the voices. Please feel free to send me any comments or feedback. Suggestions as to who to interview are most welcome. If you believe in what I am doing and want to contribute in any way, please contact me. This is your show to voice what you want, what you stand for, what you believe, and what you want people to know and talk about. And if you enjoy the show, share it to your friends, and please come back again to findingthevoices.com. Yam Namajare.